This is GamerCast, episode 142.
Yeah, it is. This is for the 3rd of... 4th of January 2009, so we're back after our little break over Christmas.
A well-deserved break. Although I'm still... Well, I'm not on holiday. I haven't gone back to work yet. I don't go back to work till tomorrow, which has been great.
Oh, lucky for some.
Yeah.
God, the last week has just been...
Yeah, where you've had to be dealing with...
people like you all the time.
I've been good. I haven't bought any video games, annoyingly. I managed to get someone to realise that they wanted an Xbox that much. Their girlfriend bought them one for Christmas. So my mate Jimmy's got an Xbox, so... it's all cool.
An Xbox? Do they still exist?
Not the Xbox, an Xbox, you know, 360.
360? I don't know. Anyway, dude, did you say your name?
Yeah, I'm Adam.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Adam.
We're trying something different with the opening, but...
no, we have to get used to it. Oh, hang on, my brain has to answer this question. You carry on talking. Say who I am.
Yeah, this is Paul, and this is GamerCast, right. And we're back. And we're bigger and better than ever, supposedly. So yeah, I must admit, myself, gaming-wise, I've been using these opportunities of... large amounts of cooking for Christmas dinner to sit attached to my MacBook playing WoW. So I've been playing WoW all over Christmas.
Yeah, I've been attached to my Motion Computing LE1700 tablet PC playing Warcraft 3.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's quite good actually. I've got my, whatever. I play it. It works. Yeah. Right, letters. We must have had a letter, surely. Let's have a look in the... I got a letter from Adam. Oh, God, what? People don't send us anything anymore. This sucks, man. Oh, look, I've got a letter from Adam. I'll read it out. Hey, dude, are we back on for GamerCast this Sunday? I can't remember when we said we'd be back on the air. Yep, it's today.
Yeah, I can't remember where I wrote that. I was walking through town, and Sarah said... so are you going back to GamerCast on Sunday? And I was like, when's Sunday? I have completely lost track of days. I knew when Christmas Day was, and that was about it. I just completely lost track. It was crazy. To be honest, the only reason I kind of noticed it was New Year's was for the fact that our Polish neighbours were launching fireworks out of our car park.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I was waiting for half end of the flat to blow up because they're right next to the gas lines, but...
oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's hit some news items since nobody likes us.
Yeah.
And have to send us some letters.
This first one I found out about...
I love the second one I've got on here. Let's save that for a minute.
Yeah.
This is actually... back the episode we didn't do, somebody... I had just got this come in on my blog, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to say that on the podcast. And it's still here, like, two or three weeks later.
This first one I found out just before I broke up from work and came on holiday. And I must admit, this actually shocked me, because I was talking to a mate about... we were talking about James Bond and GoldenEye. And
James Bond? Mr. Twat, 2008.
Yeah. We were basically talking about Gears of War 2 and how playing one of the missions where you're having to go against the horde of... locusts come in and just reminded me of the system for Perfect Dark, where you could dig into an area and you'd have the AI just constantly storming you. And we just got talking about that, and it brought this back up again, which I remembered. But yeah, the news is Free Radical closes up shop, which is a shame because it means no more great looking first person shooters. I must admit, Time Splitters, stylistically, the artwork is lovely. I love the way that the characters are designed. Really chunky hands, and the design that they use for the ability to bend wrists with having cuffs, watches. I must admit, the work has always been solid. They've never been releasing large amounts, but for a UK-based company, they have done some really good stuff. Obviously, majority of the founders are Free Radical. I've met one of the designers.
I'll tell you what their mistake was. Haze. They thought the PS3 would be big, and they banked on it.
Yeah, that I think...
I could have told them 5 years ago, the PS3 is going to flop. It will be last place. But no, I'll be Sony, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think if they got some seriously good multiplayer features on Haze and made it multi-release and got out on Xbox first and had it as a dump over to PS3, they would have had a chance. But to have it for that sort of game for PS3 only, it didn't do them any joys. But yeah, majority of the founders...
it's a perfect example of what happens if you release only on PS3.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, you've got to say, unless you have got something up your sleeve which is absolutely amazing, we're talking like Fable 2 or Little Big Planet, you've got those games that can survive on one format. But the rest of them, Gears of War 2...
Lionhead are owned by Microsoft anyway, so yeah. They release what they're told to release.
Yeah, exactly. But apart from that, you need to get multi-release, you know. Far Cry 2, you know they ain't going to definitely just go on one format. They're designed for PC, but luckily they were able to port straight onto the PS3 and Xbox because this
generation... I don't know, dude, it seems more like an Xbox 360 game ported to PC.
Yeah, I must admit, some people have said that it wasn't as... I think it's because they expect more from a PC than the...
Well, the trouble is nowadays, everyone buys flipping laptops with integrated graphics.
Yeah, it's not going to cut it.
You know, I had some guy come in today. He said he bought, what did he buy? Tomb Raider, the new one, on PC. And he said his computer didn't run it. And he said he's got some Intel graphics card. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's why. If you've got an Intel graphics card, look at these 10-year-old games which require no 3D acceleration. They might work.
Yeah, hence the reason why when I bought a laptop, I made sure it actually had a graphics card made by a graphics card company built inside.
Well, to be fair, Intel's like 3,100 chips on too bad, but they're still only comparable to the bottom end.
Yeah, you can't pull any...
But at least they've got, you know, pixel shader and all that support nowadays.
But yeah, the reason why I mentioned James Bond was the fact that...
Dude, I don't care about James Bond. Stop trying to sell some stupid man. I don't want it.
The team that designed GoldenEye and... Perfect Dark, that original team
left
Rare when it was taken over by Microsoft.
No, they fucking didn't. Rare weren't taken over by Microsoft until well 2000. They all left in like the late 90s.
Yes, very soon. It was someone else I was on about. But yeah, I know I do.
So don't try and spit it into your anti MS rubbish. No, even though you've got a decade time frame out.
I do know one of my friends at uni. Her brother works for, well, probably did work for Free Radical. And I know he went to Free Radical from Rare after Microsoft took over, but that was just a disagreement with the new boss. But yeah, they came from Rare.
Disagreement with the new boss, like what?
You didn't want to wear smart clothes to work.
Yeah, sorry, but that's false.
Yeah, no, this
they can wear whatever they want.
It was a thing that was said at the time.
No, it was false. But, false, dude.
I'm just going off what I was told. Yeah, I'm just saying that it was a disgruntled thing. But anyway, that's the line. You know, they came.
Sorry, I was leading you there already because you'd already told me the story, and I already knew it was bollocks. But I know these things.
Anyway, founders of Free Radical were from Rare, creators of You've got a monk. You've got a baboon's nutsack in a. Oh, that's disgusting, Paul. Let me have a go.
Dude, stop messing with my wares.
Paul has something that looks like a Red Bull. When you squeeze it, it looks like it's mutating. Like you.
It mutates. It's related to Spore, you see.
It's like, this is my brain, and this is after I've got radiation.
Yeah, they can't see that, dude.
Sorry, that's just gross. Yeah, it's this Red Bull, and when he squeezes it, it goes, turns green, and it looks like he's got pus... that's disgusting.
It is. It's my stress relief tool.
Was that a Christmas present?
Yes. It's one of my only Christmas presents.
You're bound to get one. Someone's going to not ignore your don't give me anything.
No, I'm sure it was only 50 pence in Tesco or somewhere in a bucket somewhere.
But yeah, what do you think? Shane? Free Radical?
Well, I can't say I'm surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, the lower companies are going to get take a while.
There's two things we can do to fix this. One, sack the dude who decided, let's make Haze PS3 only. And other than that, stop all this pre-owned market nonsense, because pre-owned obviously impacts...
We've talked about this several times.
I always say this. You know, making a game isn't like making a CD. A CD costs virtually nothing to make. You've got, the artists get a cut of the money. They spend maybe a year writing the music and then maybe a couple of weeks recording it all. But you're not employing 80 people for the course of 4 years making a game.
Yeah. All right, you might know more about this, because I sure as hell don't. You know, for trading in games, you go take them to a store.
You take them to a store.
And they...
And they say, give me money. No, they say...
You can have this much off. We'll give you...
Well, they either buy the game or they'll give you credit, won't they?
Yeah. Now, they won't do that for PC games.
Some of them won't.
But some of them will.
Yep.
What's stopping some companies doing it, because they don't want to or because they don't have the right to?
Well, I mean, there's the end user license agreement.
Yeah, that's what
which is most of them state games are non-transferable. But, I mean, obviously that's not legally binding. If it ever came up in the court of law, I don't think it would work. Right. But a lot of PC games now have activation CD keys and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know...
But there's nothing that it extends to anything licensed to console games.
No, console games now have licenses, but, you know, people are just used to it, so...
Yeah. So there is... Do you think there's anything that the companies could do that would stop stores taking in games as credit for money off and to resell these games afterwards?
No. If you're an average-sized publisher, the company would just look at them and say, look, forget you, we're not stocking your stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Because so unless, retailers have quite a bit of power.
Unless all publisher got together and came out with this one thing to stop it, no one developer or publisher could ever survive.
No, I mean, you know, 10 years ago... The pre-owned market wasn't very big, but nowadays the pre-owned market is bigger than the flipping new market.
Yeah, it is massive.
And people wonder why companies go under. Well, it's because they're not selling any games, because this one game has been bought by 10 people. Right, let's move on to the next item. Yeah, so you might remember about 5 years ago, I did the post about why the iPod sucks. And most of it is out of date now, because, you know, you can charge it over USB now and stuff.
Did you hear about the thing about the... this just reminded me, I saw it in... a news article about the Zoom for the new update.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, so basically, I just want to say iPod fanatics are nuts. This is what I got left on my blog from that article 5 years ago I wrote. Fuck you, you nigger. You only hate the iPod because you're a stupid, retarded nigger. And it's like, what is wrong with people?
Who was that directed at?
Me!
Okay.
Let's just see if the guy actually left the name, because I didn't write it down on the show notes.
Okay, Paul's getting hate blog, yet they think either...
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's problem is, to be honest. It's just, you know...
Oh, visitor.
Yeah, he just calls himself iPod Homo. Okay. So thanks a lot, iPod Homo. You know what? You're a racist, retired iPod Apple fan. Right, let's just delete that, because we don't really want swear words in the show notes.
Yeah.
Zune. Zune goes on strike.
So what happened? It was an update that
yeah,
killed
so,
it.
It wasn't an update. On the 31st of December, 2008, the original, you know, first gen 30 gig Zunes with the latest firmware, which was released, I don't know, 6 months ago, stopped working. They just hung on the loading screen, all of them. Every single one.
Simultaneously.
Yep.
Okay.
But then the next day, they were all back to normal. So it's just because last year was a leap year and the Toshiba driver, which handles a clock, or have a clock interfaces with sending further up the stack, didn't have the logic to handle a leap year. Because what it would do, instead of like having a date, it would convert the date into days. So it would be the 366 day, which it couldn't handle. So that's that. But it only affects the first gens, so...
Oh. So we've finally got caught up by a Millennium style bug, and it only affected something once for one day.
Imagine
that freaked out a few people.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I wonder if it generates sales. People were like, "Oh my god, it didn't work. I better go buy a new one."
The biggest thing is the amount of noise it generated.
Yeah,
you know, it was everywhere, and some of the articles, some of the headlines for it were worldwide outages of Zune. The things were only sold in the United States, the first gen. How's it worldwide? God. So yeah, that's a bit, you know, ridiculous. I mean, on them, something didn't work for a day. Boo-hoo.
My iPhone's not
They've got 4 years to fix it, so... Right, let's quickly run down through some of the news items we've got. Braid is coming to PC. I just bought Braid a few days ago.
On the Xbox?
Yeah. So, oh, I know what we can talk about as well. Yeah, Braid is PC in March.
Okay.
I don't know if, I mean, how it would be available, if it would just be a standalone download, or if it would be available through Steam or things like that.
Hmm.
I'm sure time will tell. Crayon Physics.
Remember you saying about
Crayon.
That.
How the hell did you spell crayon?
Oh my god.
I'll just put cryon. Crayon Physics Deluxe.
I think I'll work it out now, you got the right line.
Yeah, so this is being released in a few days' time. I think it's out sometime next week.
That was that weird game you were showing me.
Yeah, it's on the tablet PC I showed you like 2 years ago, and the actual retail game's coming out now. It's $20.
What is it coming out on disc?
I imagine it should download. Okay. $20 redos. It's just a really cool... I mean, it's like, you know, the Microsoft Touch... no, what's it called? Microsoft Physics Illustrator they released about 5 years ago, where you just draw blocks and the blocks would all have physics. It's like with that, only with cool music, and it's crayons. Like with crayons, and it's like a folded up piece of paper. And, you know, it might not make a lot of sense on normal computers, but on tablet PCs, it's really cool. And apparently there's an iPhone version as well, but it's obviously not very good because, you know, your finger takes up like the whole screen if you're trying to draw stuff, so you can only fit a couple of blocks in there.
Mm.
But apparently there's an iPhone version in the works already released as well.
I saw something with crayons on my iPhone, maybe that was it.
It could have been it, yeah. I'm not sure when it's coming out. Grand Theft Auto, The Lost and the Damned, which is the Xbox 360 exclusive content for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Looks good. Trailer's out.
Trailer's released. What's the date? February?
February 17th.
Okay, February 17th. That'll be available.
Does look quite good. Looks like it's to do with biker gangs, which you do have some connection
great.
With.
Biker gangs. Just what everyone always wanted.
So yeah, there is a mention that if this is successful, then there might be more. It might not be. I don't know if it will be dealed for exclusive, or if this is the only thing that's licensed to be exclusive to Xbox. But I think for the idea of, instead of having to make up loads of Grand Theft Auto without a number on it, like they did with San Andreas and...
they'll do retail releases as well.
There probably will be a retail release of this, but it's just the fact that they're not having to remake a new map and use the same engine. This is just using the same engine, same map, and you can put more detail in and just throw it in there. So it depends how this works. If no one buys it, then obviously they realize, yeah, bad idea. But if people are like, oh my god, this is reviving my copy of seven recopying my copy of GTA 4, then who knows where this may lead. But it depends what they've got up the works. But yeah, it looks quite cool.
Right, that's cool. Let's sales figures. So how, you know, obviously the Wii did quite well this year, especially as it was in stock.
Hot potatoes.
So yeah, this is for the fourth quarter. PS3 sales were down 19% compared to the year before. Xbox 360 sales were up 8.6%, and Wii was up 100%. Yeah, the Wii, you know, I've said this last year. I said, okay, the Wii sold lots of units, but it didn't sell any games. Now it's selling the games as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Nintendo are really on a money maker here.
But the advantage is, I think...
What advantage? The Wii is an overpriced...
No, the advantage it has...
Junk.
The advantage it
has... And it's only got two good games.
Excuse me. PS3 and the Xbox 360 is gamers plus tech heads and a few extra people. Where you're getting people who would never, ever go into the gaming market buying Wiis. So that's where the other market is. It's that
hype. That's what it is, hype.
Mixture of hype and also what they originally
are. Well, the Wii is so amazing, blah, blah, blah. It's way better than this stupidly expensive Xbox. despite the fact the Xbox is cheaper.
Shush, it's not better. Xbox 360s are for gamers, Wii's are for noobs.
I disagree. Xbox 360 is fine for noobs. My dad can work the Xbox, it must be for noobs.
Well, yeah, Sarah uses the Xbox. She won't touch the PS3 because she doesn't know how to use it yet.
What's there not to know how to use? You turn it on, and you know, you usually get something on the screen, like a menu, and you can normally go up and down and side to side, and you can press like A or the button, you know, a button to make it do stuff. It usually says on the screen what buttons you can press as well.
To be honest, I think once she's had a go of the new Xbox interface, because it's so similar, she'll get used to it.
What are you scroffing?
It's a Halls soother, because I've got a sore throat.
So have I. Oh, has your sore throat just started?
No, I've had mine since the beginning of Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, because the latest round of things start off with a sore throat for 2 days, and then you get, six hours of death, but then you're fine.
No, I had the sore throat, snotty nose, the death.
Dude, I don't want to hear about your nose.
And then I've just been runny nose, then cough, and now I'm getting sore throat and cough. So I'm on the whole soon. This is my second packet. So,
magic mail out.
Yeah.
Right. Next week, CES. Mm-hmm. Consumer Electronics Show. That'd be cool. I expect Windows 7 Beta 1 will be announced officially there to the public. Yeah.
Cool.
Windows 7 is doing quite well in benchmarks as well. I should really prepare better for the show. Let's open this damn thing up. Where is it? It's always on CDNet. There we go. Yeah. So, you know, people said, oh, Windows Vista was slow, blah, blah, blah. I maintain that Windows Vista was faster than XP. It certainly is if you've got 2 gig or more of RAM, which everyone has. But this is a benchmark. It covers 23 different tests, opening 100 PDF documents, compressing zip files, network transfer, shutdowns, boot ups. So it does everything, this sort of benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, we see on the 4 gig machine. Hang on a minute, this isn't right. This isn't right. I've gone to the wrong place. Yeah, next. I clicked the wrong next. You could see how that could be confusing.
Yeah.
So they tested it with two different systems, one with a gig of RAM, which is, you know, even netbooks have a gig of RAM.
Standard. Family buying a PC or a laptop from Tesco's or PC World, and they
don't realize. If you buy a proper computer with 1 gig of RAM, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Netbook, I'll let you off, but you know, if you're buying a laptop, have 2 gigs for Christ's sake. But yeah, they're testing it here: 4 gig system, decent graphics, decent processor, and a 1 gig system here. So in the 4 gig system, Windows 7 comes first, and it wins every single test. Apart from burning a DVD and installing Office, where Windows Vista was faster. Windows Vista comes second, pretty much all over it, and Windows XP comes in last place, but it's quicker for a few things like moving 100 megabytes of data under load, and you know, network transfers and moving 2.5 gig. But for the 1 gig machine, this is where Windows Vista loses one test compared to Windows XP. So Windows XP scores 56 and Windows Vista scores 57. Lower being better, but Windows 7 scores 25 and wins pretty much everything apart from a couple of things where Vista beats it out.
Mm.
Or XP beats it out. So yeah, it's really good as well. This looks really good for performance, because obviously they need it to fit on these damn netbooks, because they're having to be sold with flipping XP, and it's like, XP is like back when the dinosaurs were around, with that stupid blue crappy giant window bars and red icons.
I think that's just showing where, I'm not saying it's Microsoft's fault, but it's showing where Microsoft is providing an OS, but people are providing hardware, and spec-wise, they're going on this benchmark and this operating system's on this benchmark, and this is where they're not.
Well, yeah, in 2004, 2005, when Windows Vista was under development, and as you said to somebody, in 4 years' time, we're going to be shipping machines which are like 2 years old spec-wise. They were like, what are you on about? Mm. So, yeah, the netbook thing really took a lot of people by surprise, including Microsoft. And a lot of them come with Linux as well, and, you know, apparently the Linux machines have return rates which are four times higher than the Windows machines. Like, I'm surprised. Mommy, The Sims doesn't work on it. Well, yeah. Like, The Sims would work on it anyway.
As you know, if you don't look after your computer and you just jam the hard drive full of stuff, it will get slower. So if you're already running one...
Dude, my computer does not get slow.
Yeah, I know, but you know what you're doing. If you're a standard person...
But actually, just... this installer's in a hell of a state, and it's getting slower and slower by the day.
Right.
Because I've got Service Pack 2 beta on it, IE8 beta on it. It was running so slow... I was playing World of Warcraft, and I was trying to go to Dalaran, and it was just taking all day, and it was because goddamn photo gallery beta had hung, and I had 20 Internet Explorer instances open, even though it was shut down, and it's like, argh. So yeah.
You know what I mean? Our average guy Joe just, you know, uses a computer, surfs the internet, doesn't know much about it, it's a tool as far as he's concerned, he's got a laptop.
I need some final software. None of this.
Running a cheap laptop, it's all he needs him to use. 1 gig of RAM, running Vista, plugs up the hard drive, it is going to start running incredibly slow.
How does filling the hard drive make it run slow? Other than if you've got a spinning hard drive, you'll get a slowdown as it approaches the end of the drive.
No, I mean, you're putting loads of programs on it, it'll just all start clogging. I know there's a big difference on my computer. If I uninstall everything and just wipe the hard drive, it runs really fast.
I uninstall everything and wipe the hard drive and load DOS, it goes really fast.
Wow. Let's not go too far. DOS.
Yeah, DOS is a good operating system.
I remember having the Windows 95 and having to go back to DOS just to play Star Wars Dark Forces.
Get a RAM upgrade, you noob.
Oh my god, this was back in the day.
So yeah, CES next week. Windows 7 will probably be announced and all that. Hopefully we'll have a public beta available, because it is worth checking out. It is pretty solid. I'm really tempted to do an upgrade over Windows Vista on here, even though this has obviously got lots of quirks, because it's running like 20 different beta bits and bobs.
When did you go to Vista beta before the one finally came out? Did you actually fully strip straight across from XP's Vista build?
Let me think.
Can't remember. I knew you were bouncing backwards and forwards from build.
I was bouncing back and forth up until beta 2. Once beta 2 came out, I was on beta 2 full time. Windows 7 probably is not going to have a beta 2. It's probably going to go beta 1, release Canada. But Windows 7 build, well, even the Milestone 3 build, which is not feature complete, is rock solid.
Hmm.
You know, it's missing a few components which I needed, like mobile device support.
But like you said to me before, the jump from XP to Vista is a larger jump than Vista to 7.
Well, yeah, Windows 7 is Windows Vista, isn't it? Only with new stuff and optimized stuff and all the this and that and, you know, so on and so on. If it wasn't for the new taskbar, you couldn't tell the difference.
Exactly.
That new taskbar, which I'm sure is going to do my head in. Stupid giant jumbo icons. And it's not just that.
You mean you can, for the first time, you'll be able to click on stuff without wearing your glasses? Because it's that big.
Oh, look, there's the other icon over there. Not just that, but you know the system tray?
Mm.
And Microsoft had tried to make the system tray uncluttered by having a little thing which things automatically go into themselves. So they've, you know, really tried to get the crap out of there. Great. The new beta version of Windows Live Messenger, instead of putting an icon down here, it puts a fucking icon on the taskbar. So now it's moving things from the taskbar into this giant icon on the bottom. And it's like, don't do that! And it's really bad, because if you don't have your things grouped, like, you know, you can stack them so they're all on a single icon, or you can have them all spread out. If I'm all spread out, there's like three different things open for Messenger, taking up like this much space. It's like, guys, you might want to think about what you're doing here. Because, yeah, it forced me to have group my icons because it was taking up too much space. So, yeah, there's a few things that Taskbar is going to drive me crazy about. I'm tempted to, like, take the old Explorer executable from Vista and put it in Windows 7 again. Right. So, yeah, Windows 7 benchmarks really well. Hopefully, public beta next week. I think CES is on the 8th, it starts, and it runs through until, like, a few days.
Right. Probably a question for some people who are going, ooh, new operating system, they might not have listened to the show for a while. And I'm wondering what that
is. We ain't done one for a while, mate. You've been skiving off for a couple of weeks. I don't want to do it today.
Especially with the whole games for Windows, Vista compatible video games, and these issues and stuff with old games that were kind of like you had to. Do you think there's going to be.
If you could find an old game which I can't make work on Vista, I will pay you a pound.
Only a pound?
I don't have much money, mate. I've got. There's a 50 pence there. I've got 20 pence here as well.
Ah, 70p. Yeah, that's good. But you know what I mean? Do you think there's going to be such a. It's not going to be as big of an issue of.
Compatibility will be 100%.
Yeah.
Apart from low-level utilities like antivirus and things like that. It's obviously they hook it much lower into the system.
So if you already got Vista, and if you can make it work on Vista, it's going to work on.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is, if you've got a fast computer, there's not a lot of reason to upgrade unless you specifically want a new taskbar or the libraries feature or something like that, like a specific feature in there. If you've got a low-powered machine with like a gig of RAM, Windows 7 will run faster.
Yeah. So really, unless you want it, upgrade.
So it's been on my tablet for since Milestone 3 was released. So because it is faster, it's a lot.
Making that run a lot better.
Because it's only a 480 RPM drive. So when Windows Vista says, "I'm going to access the drive," it's a lot lighter than Windows 7 on hitting
lighter,
the drive.
Lighter touch.
Okay. But if you've got plenty of RAM and plenty of hard drive and they're fast, what's the difference?
So all your backlog of video games are not going to be going, oh my god, what are you, what OS are you running now? Nothing's going to start jumping. What about the running and administration? Is there anything changed
that?
That
works the same. By default, it will no longer prompt when you're doing control panel operations.
Okay.
Unless you're actually running as a standard user, and in which case it will prompt for administrative credentials. But it's got that slider thing. So you can either tell it to shush completely, you can tell it to ask when you're installing applications, but not to darken the screen, which I wouldn't recommend you do because that's a security risk, because the installer could actually access the mouse controls and then click on the yes button for you.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to do that. And then the default setting is darken the screen so nothing can interfere with the yes or no.
Yeah, it's anything that's running on the computer, cut out and literally that one yes or no box and your mouse control human interface. It's perfect.
It actually sends you to a different desktop.
Yeah.
So it's like being logged in as another user so that, applications running on your desktop can't clicking around on things.
Yeah.
Because obviously any application can just access the mouse controls and go clicky, 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 clicky.
Yeah.
Or just press Y or N or C or whatever it is. The next one up is like Windows Vista. It asks for any administrative thing you want to do, but not having it on the control panel. Actually, I'll tell you what, I actually miss it. When I'm doing my control panel things, I miss it. I'm like, there, where's my prompt? I'm going to Device Manager, I want to install a new driver. Where's my prompt? I want my prompt back. Yeah. Give me the prompt. And then the stupid thing is, when you install an application, you're suddenly surprised by this damn prompt. It's like, where did this prompt come from? Because, I do 20 times the control panel operations compared to actually installing stuff, so.
Yeah.
I expect it on the control panel, but I never install things, so.
Okay. Are you checking something else then? Oh, no. Right.
Adam's demos of the. Oh, wait a minute. We should do that properly. Adam's demos of the week. When Adam is too cheap to buy a game, he downloads demos. Adam, what do you have for us this week?
Damn right. Yeah, they finally released a demo of Wipeout HD on PlayStation Network. I wasn't willing to part with my £11, then £14, then £12. The price is fluctuating up and down. At the moment, it's quite...
On buying Wipeout.
They brought it out as a cheap price, and then they put it to their standard price, like the rest of their other games that are on there. But they actually lowered it during Christmas period as it was budgeted it down a bit. I don't know if it's going to go back up again. But to be honest, I wasn't majorly going, oh my god, I need Wipeout. To be honest, I want to play Wipeout, I'll go on my PSP. But
because there's not a lot of difference, is there?
Really had a go on the demo. Now, fair enough, my experience with Wipeout will be a lot better than most people because I got surround
sound. Wipeout is a cool game.
Got it on surround sound, and it is running in full Dolby Digital. And
yeah, how's your sound thing going?
Yeah, surround sound.
You like it, don't you?
Oh my god, Gears of War. Sarah was having a shower and she's like, what are you doing? All I can hear is this bass. And I'm literally emptying magazines and she can feel every single bullet in the shower.
You live in a block of flats. Turn it down.
I know. The guy upstairs isn't there at the moment. And the people next door don't speak English, so...
Oi!
Exactly.
What are you doing in there?
It sounds absolutely amazing. But yeah, Wipeout...
Now you know how I feel when I got my 5.1 set up with the Xbox One and Halo.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I haven't played Halo yet. Yeah, I've had a go with Gears... I haven't had Far Cry yet. I haven't had a go with Far Cry yet. Gears was really good.
Gears of War.
And... Bow, bow, bow. Wipeout really bow, did enhance bow. The sound. And Wipeout, it looks amazing. It plays like every other Wipeout game. The demo only comes with one vehicle, one track... one mode, so you literally just go X. It shows you what else you can do, and there is even the button to purchase it there and then, so you don't have to start going to the shop and stuff. You can just go, yeah.
Wow, okay, that's incredible. Just like on Xbox.
Yeah, just like on Xbox sort of thing. But yeah, I was quite impressed with it, and to be honest, though, I've got spare cash. I'd be tempted to buy it because it is a nice just pick up and play sort of game. It's that sort of game that I would like to have something that's on the hard drive where it's kind of like, yeah, I've just finished watching a movie, I've just got 5 minutes, oh yeah, I'll have a race sort of thing. So yeah, very good. At least now you can have a go. If you were unsure, can I be asked to spend money on this? And you weren't sure, you can have a go on the demo now. Another demo I had gone was Sonic's Unleashed. Downloaded before Christmas, but... didn't have a chance to install it until afterwards. I am actually quite impressed. I am always reluctant with Sonic games because first couple were quite good. I started with Sonic 2, which was Sonic 2 and Sonic 1 from the Dreamcast, but they released Sonic 2 on the GameCube and then re-released Sonic 1 on the GameCube at a later date. I did like those. As 3D Sonic games. But from then onwards, they've slowly gone downhill. Too many gimmicky stuff. It was like the Mega Drive all over again. Sonic 1 was great. Sonic 2 was even better. Sonic 3 was kind of like, oh, it's the same, but you've got a new bad guy. And then you had Sonic and Knuckles, and you're like, yeah, this is cool, but you're just trying to get gimmicky because you're running out of ideas. And it just felt like the whole same again. Now, fair enough, there's this whole, he changes at nighttime. The demo does not show you that. It's just one level. But straight away, it felt like Sonic Adventures again. You're just Sonic the Hedgehog running in a straight line in a 3D environment, and you're picking up stuff, trying to move out the way of stuff, and you're going incredibly fast. The other cool thing is you've got like a turbo boost, which has been in, I know it's in the comics and it's also in one of the cartoons where the rings actually make him get faster. And once you're collecting the rings, you can actually hold the button down and you will go, leaves this blue blur and goes incredibly fast. And oh my god, it's, you don't see the objects that quickly. You use it in limited bursts. You can, if you know the level well enough, you can just hardcore and you will just zip through this level. But you hit stuff and you're pretty much screwed.
3D Sonic doesn't work. For God's sake, stop trying to do 3D games. Just do a 2D game and make it look fucking awesome.
Yeah. And
there's nothing... I mean, we've seen that other games can manage to do 2D.
Yeah.
2D is still playable. We you know.
One thing that is quite nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Some levels, they're actually, you know, with standard Sonic, you had a really good control of the camera, and it really got a little bit too confusing because you're swinging this camera left, right, and center. The camera has got minimal movement; it just goes where it really needs to be. And the great thing is, you're going on this platform where you're starting doing the loop-to-loop level things, like in the first
old school.
Straight away, the camera swings around, and it's like a 2D game. You don't need to know your depth of field; you're just going around really fast, jumping over stuff, and then you come up to a bigger jump, and the camera swings back round. You're jumping up. It feels similar to the 2D. It seems like a grasp of trying to go back to the roots, but again, it doesn't explain what this hell this. Him being like a werewolf Sonic the Hedgehog is about, and that seems to be more or less running and more attacking. So this might be where the gimmick comes in and it falls over. I must admit, I like the idea, like what Paul was saying. You can have 3D, but make it a 2D platform game. There are plenty of 2D platform games that have got depth of field. Well, what I'm playing at the moment and absolutely loving is Little Big Planet. That's all it is. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog. You run from A to B. And you can have a hell of a lot more alphabet in there if you want with whatever you throw in there, but it's an A to B platform running game like so many other. You know, they are still majorly available, even in arcade versions, like that new one that you just bought, that puzzle game where you just go back in time.
Braid.
Braid.
I mean, Braid looks awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, the music is awesome. The backgrounds are awesome. The character is a whiny nerd who I want to punch in the face. But the rest of it is brilliant. And, you know, because it's 2D, that's fine, you know. It's like they're just trying to make it 3D because they still think 3D is cool and new, and, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. Little Big Planet showed you can have an epic-looking
3D,
2D game, but a two-dimensional 2D. Plane you actually control it.
Yeah. For all my means, throwing the graphics, throwing the 3D look and stuff like that, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, they would render it in 3D, wouldn't they? Because that would just...
look better.
It's just obvious to do it because, you know, well, it's obvious.
But it's that.
Otherwise, you'll have to find people who can make sprites.
But yeah, you know, like when you play the other ones, you have a hell of a lot of 3D environment.
Yeah, the camera really moves around and then you get confused and it's like...
That's the thing I liked about this. It pretty much was running in a straight line. The only time the direction of the platform moved was when you didn't get a choice, when you were grinding down these rails. And then when you got back onto Terra Firma and you had your choice, you pretty much had a straight run in front of you. So, from the feel of it, it was like playing Sonic 1 or 2, but the camera was behind you instead of side of you. It was like what it should be. Now, that got me kind of excited and made me feel like maybe this is actually a
2D some platform. Of the people on the team were actually realizing that 2D is the way to go.
But the only thing that disappointed me, which is making me kind of, as I did see it cheap on Saturday, it was quite cheap, I saw it, and I was just like, I'm tempted. But the thing that made me reserved is this gimmick, this whole storyline. You know, the half face on the box artwork, he's changed, he's all furry. What's that about? You didn't put it in the demo, so it makes me a little bit nervous of what that's about. Is it going to be like playing a shadow? Is it going to be more going around and punching stuff and less of running at fast speeds? And then straight away, it made me a bit reserved. So... a lot of games I go into with Sonic, you play as Sonic, it's always great. You play as the other characters, which is the gimmick, the game always falls down there and then.
So, I don't know, playing as Amy was alright.
With a hammer. Yeah. I still just like being Sonic the Hedgehog and running incredibly fast.
Knuckles was the biggest gimmick ever.
Yeah.
Wow, look, I can climb up walls with my big knuckles and it's like...
And I can float and fly slightly and glide.
Yeah. Tails was with my flying, was, you know... But back then, I was like 5 years old, and so it's like... Wow, you know.
Tails was a cool gimmick, but he was also just cool because he was someone to allow you to play two-player. That was the end of the day. It was just allowing you to, for the first time, play two-player on Sonic. And everyone wanted to do it, because otherwise you just had like, oh, you died now, my turn. Sony platform games were always single-player, unless you had the scrolling side with platform games like Streets of Rage or Double Dragon. They were the only ones you could play.
Epic.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm quite impressed with it. But it's that, if any of you bought it, we would love to hear a review.
He wants to know what the silly, furry Sonic
part of it's like.
the furry one.
Yeah, if someone could give us a review on what you think of Sonic Unleashed, like if you bought it or got it, received it over Christmas, we'd love to hear from you.
Right, looking back at 2008, because this is the first episode of 2009, we do our like little review things this sort of time of the year. So, looking back at 2008, what do you think was the best game?
It's a hard one because so many games have fallen to the wayside through time as we've come out. A great expected game, which was really good and good value for what it was, Orange Box came out. Now, I never got all the way through.
Hang on, was that 2008 or was it the end of 2007? That's the end of 2007, surely.
Actually, you're making me think now. Yeah, it might have been. It's hard to think what's actually come out apart from all the latest from the big release in
this
October.
Is why you should prepare for the podcast.
I knew you were doing it.
Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah, but even I didn't do it. I just told people to tell me stuff.
What they think is the best games. It's hard. There's so many release titles come out unless you own them all. Because fair enough, if you have your periods of during the quarters of when the good games come out, and it hasn't been that long since we've hit the big cheese of when like
Gears. Right, just say a game. Okay, the year basically started with Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah.
So start there.
Grand Theft Auto 4, big hitter, long awaited. Then you had Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, that came out, didn't it?
Yeah, because I
remember... sold the whole of 30 copies.
And I bought that with my...
Oh, you were one of them, were you?
Yeah, because I got a PlayStation 3 just for that game. Which I absolutely loved. That was a great game. Because I think you had a couple of games that came out this year which were long-awaited ones. Like, everybody's been waiting a long time for the next Grand Theft Auto. Since San Andreas, you were hoping there'd be another one, but no, the Xbox came out, so straight away we were like, oh my god, great, we're going to get one on next gen. But it took a while for it to come out, because Xbox has been around for quite some time now.
2005.
Yeah, so... It's
and it still isn't really showing its age.
No, and just
it
stopping...
just breaks down every 10 minutes
with three red lights.
No, it's one red light now.
They've changed it.
There's one and two red light options now as well.
I knew there were other options, but I thought that was if you didn't have some.
There were four,
in.
if you had the AV cable unplugged.
Yeah, three.
Three if it had conked out, but now I'm seeing people coming back with one red light. And I want to know what that one red light means.
I'm sure there was something to do with the power or something else. I'm sure there was other ones as well. But anyway. But
Three red lights is set a date. It's one red light. It's the new motherboards. It's one red light.
It's so that you don't think that it's broken and you take it back.
That just must mean my controller isn't working.
Yeah.
I'll just buy a new controller.
The game is not. The game is not working. The console's fine. It's the game. But yeah, I was reading an article online and they're going on about console life. You know, when will you think that the next
generation... You're getting totally off topic.
But no, going back to what you said, the Xbox is the old one out of the lot, but it is not showing its age. And there, with updates and everything like that, at the end of the day, if you look at, the benchmark I always like using is Halo. You had Halo 2 come out near the end of the Xbox's lifespan.
Now, and it looked crap.
But then if you compare it to Halo 1 that came out on with the release of the Xbox, the difference in graphics was quite...
big.
Yeah. And if you look at release graphics of Xbox 360 up to today, even the difference between Gears and Gears 2 and then even Halo 3... We are jumping and jumping and jumping, and sometimes it makes me feel like the Xbox probably could have gone a little bit further before it was finished, but it was time for a new generation of console.
No. The last generation
probably
was really eclipsed by the PC so early on.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, we've only got one, maybe two games which look better than their console counterpart. Well, I mean, any multi-port will look better on PC because you can have a higher resolution.
Yeah.
But... you know, it's not like we're seeing, let me think of an example, Quake 4 and Halo 2, where, you know, there's just a massive difference there.
Yeah.
At the moment, you know, Gears of War 2, but we've got Gears of War on PC, we've got Crysis on PC, and yeah, Crysis looks better.
And they're all running off. the Unreal engine. And
but there's nothing which is making it look out of date yet. And no. I think the focus is because the PC games are trending towards the low end.
Yeah. But yeah, and with updates. The whole ability to be able to update the console off the internet. This is the first generation that's been able to have these updates.
The Xbox One had its updates.
But look at how much of the difference of the updates are today.
The Xbox One had an extra option on that green spinny menu.
Yeah.
Remember that menu?
Oh my god. I always wanted more. I kept going around going, this should be more. There should be more.
I want more options because it makes a cool noise.
Yeah. Oh god, that brings back the days. You could always hear that voices in the background.
Yeah, you turn it way up, it's like...
Yeah. But... It's the fact that we've got the new Xbox experience, and it just shows that they can reinvent these consoles a lot longer before we all of a sudden we realize, right, we've got to sell all our games because of compatibility issues or the needing to move up on day. I need them as cash so that I can sell in my Xbox 360 to get the new Ultra Xbox or whatever they'll call it next. You can feel comfortable knowing that you're not
going to have... They call it the Xbox Free. And we'll have somebody come in and say, is the Xbox 3 newer than the Xbox 360? And we'll go, no.
It always reminds me of Sarge, where he's like, the new Xbox 360 is out. And he's like, what happened to the 59 of them previous ones? but yeah, it just, these are going to last. But yeah, back to what we were talking, back on topic.
High definition Wii would be useful.
Yeah, the idea on about maybe that they would consider.
Oh god, we had some bloke.
Especially on TVs. TVs, if you get a really good TV and it's like your PS3, your Xbox 360.
The Wii just looks terrible. Oh. And it's not so much because the graphics are bad.
It's
because resolution. It's in so. You know, it's like watching television again.
Yeah, and then you straight away, it just looks the same as watching BBC One off the aerial on a high definition TV.
And it just looks like mud.
Yeah.
Flipping MPEG to low bandwidth box.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is...
Okay, what's your biggest disappointment of 2008? Because mine is obviously Spore.
Yeah, no, I would agree with Spore.
Nobody can disagree with that.
No.
Catherine also says she was let down by Spore.
I
think let down is a way of putting it politely.
And to be honest, and we'll go back...
To put it more accurately, Spore was crap.
Yeah, but I don't think many people were let down on Spore, apart from the hype.
Yes, they were.
Let me finish.
Was terrible.
Let me finish.
Even the stealth stage, I played the stealth stage a couple of weeks back, even that's crap. It's junk, chuck it out, throw it out.
Yeah, and so many people are probably like, oh, it was all hyped. It's crap. But they're kind of like, well, where did the hype come from? But some people don't realise what that demo the year before...
3 years before.
That demo that they showed us... The people who saw that, they are the ones who fell to their knees screaming when they finished. You know,
I did not fall to my knees screaming, thank you very much.
No, we didn't, but inside. That little person inside.
No, I did not do that inside. I go, take note of that. It may not suck.
But you know what I mean? It was just
kind of... The default level for me is suck. Things have to get out of the suck.
In comparison, it was just such a failed... I completely forget about Spore. The only time I think about Spore is when I look over your right shoulder and I can see the box on the shelf. Yep. It just reminds me. It's there taunting me, going, look at me, you played me, you bought me, you wasted 30 quid on me. I'm like,
no. Oh, well, I suppose Maxis could do with some money.
Yeah.
They can make another... Yeah, SimCity 5, please. Make it not shit. Thank you.
Well, you've got Sims 3 coming out. Yeah, I wouldn't be buying that.
I might. You know, The Sims was always a good concept. The first one was buggy as hell.
Second one was good.
I actually played the second one.
I just get bored too quickly.
But I'm like, yeah, I've made my people. I've got a job, and now I'm trying to buy stuff. But, oh great, I can have some kids now with the missus, and it's like, you know what?
I might be tempted...
I'm just going to go and play Crysis.
I might be tempted with Sims 3 for the fact you can actually finally walk down the street. You can walk anywhere.
Wow!
Because it always made me confined. It's like, yeah, I'm stuck in the house. I'm stuck in the house on my laptop playing Sims 2, stuck in the house. Please help me. You know, you just felt so... It confined you so much. You needed a taxi to get away from your house.
I don't like all the expansion packs and things like that.
Yeah, just get a little bit.
Because it's like, gee, I'm missing out on all this stuff, but I am not paying 20 quid for a new flipping fridge for my crappy virtual kitchen.
Mm.
Forget it. Right, what else? So Catherine said she liked Tomb Raider Underworld and Persona 4.
Mm-hmm.
They were out on the list. She said she was looking forward to Lego Batman, but it felt nothing like the other Lego games. Is that true?
Yeah.
It was really different, is it?
I don't... even Indiana Jones felt different. It was just... I think it was putting Lego with the Star Wars. There was just something so great about it. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, people found it so pick-up and playable that I think... Because Indiana Jones is about Indy, you've got Indy and a few Lego characters. Where Star Wars, it's
not about... Star Wars, you always had a group of people.
Yeah, it wasn't about one individual. Oh, fair enough, when Star Wars first came out, everyone wanted to be bloody Luke Skywalker, or they wanted to be Darth Vader. No one cared about Han Solo until it got later on.
Han Solo's the man!
Han Solo is my favourite character. When I got Star Wars Lego 2, I went nuts for the fact that I could play as Han Solo. And I always play as Han Solo now, but...
Okay.
It's... You know, you could play as whoever you wanted to be, and... That's the thing, it just kind of...
But it doesn't work for the other games.
No.
Okay, fair enough. She also said she was let down by Fallout 3. What did you think about Fallout?
I haven't got around to playing it yet. Oh. It's on my list to,
Adam,
to buy...
Adam, get on with it.
When it gets cheaper, so I've got no money.
She wasn't a fan of Fable 2. I actually thought Fable 2 was good.
From what I saw of it and what I've heard of it, it does seem really good.
Yeah, I mean, kid stage was whatever. But when I got into the storyline, I really got into the whole buying houses, because, you know, even though I'm a communist, I am a capitalist inside.
Yeah, there's a little capitalist inside going, buy, 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 must buy land.
Buy the land before they do, then you will be capitalist. So yeah, you know, I'm probably about halfway through Fable 2, the storyline. But yeah, I think it's really good. I mean, if it was on PC, I could just, you know, I'd play it a lot more, but...
Mm.
Going downstairs, kicking people off the telly, putting the sound on, doing this, putting a disc in, loading it up, logging in, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'll just play World of Warcraft. Right, she says Brave was really good. Yep, I agree with that. Left 4 Dead was awesome. I can't believe she said this. She says, as they didn't use the stereotypical zombies, they used, you know, the 28-day hyperactive stupid zombies. I prefer the old, I like dumb, slow zombies. They're more fun to shoot. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah,
I haven't played Left 4 Dead yet because, like I said, the demos they pulled, and I was like, I'm not going to buy the game outright without playing the demo.
Left 4 Dead, I really do like it, and I. Because did she say she liked the 28 Days Later zombies?
Yeah, she preferred it because of that.
It is cool, but sometimes I feel like you're being protected by the fact that all these zombies are coming in quickly, and you're shooting, and sometimes I'm like. Did I actually hit them? Why did they drop down? There's way too many there that I can shoot. And sometimes I feel like maybe the AI helped me a bit too much, or that it just feels too much flavoured there, and I'm kind of like, yeah, that's a bit unrealistic. I should have died from that. But then sometimes it's such fast pace that you keep on going. But it is a shame that there isn't any of the standard zombies in there as well, because...
Just to mix it up a bit.
It is nice if you had hordes and hordes of zombies and you were having to fight your way through, and because no matter how much they drop down, there's another wave behind them getting closer and closer, and you're having to be tactic that you're not getting yourself blocked into a corner by hundreds of zombies coming at you very slowly. You're having to move tactically along, taking out zombies, throwing grenades, blowing them up. That's more... Left 4 Dead is more of a fast pace, but I don't think you could have had both in there.
Okay, she also says Little Big Planet was good. Yeah, we agree with that. GTA 4 was good. Yep, sure. Even though I think it's too hard. Not that it's too hard. It's just I can't be bothered to play it if I die and I have to restart. You know, I just play something else. I play World of Warcraft where I die, but I can get rezzed.
Yeah.
Rezzed! So Catherine is looking forward to, for 2009, Heavy Rain, Diablo 3... House of the Dead Overkill, Sims 3, Beautiful Katamari was good. We also have a message from Dan, who was kind enough to send in his thoughts as well. Yeah, so although I said we didn't have any letters, I did have a text message. He says Call of Duty 4, 5 was the best games, even though 4 was obviously last year. like last year. He says the worst game was Assassin's Creed. I think he means Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
So he thinks that's ass, apparently.
I liked Assassin's Creed.
He said it was too hyped up and disappointing.
Yeah. It was good for what it was. When I played it all the way through, I really enjoyed it. But I'm a kind of a game player where I'm not playing a game. I get in depth with the story and I slide into the character and my imagination takes away. And I had fun with this game. It was a great sandbox to play in. But I knew straight away when playing it that other players wouldn't like it. I've got the ability to look past the faults of the game and enjoy it. But a lot of people would find the repetitiveness too annoying. I was too busy running across rooftops and seeing if I could throw knives in the back of someone's head to drop the guard quick enough to kill the other guard.
Pack it in.
Practicing my skills.
You're getting worse and worse. I think you're playing too many violent video games.
Yeah.
I think we need to go on a crusade against violent video games. Oh. Like that, what's his face? Bloke who sent us a letter. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right, he says, disappointing. He says Far Cry 2 and GTA 4 is disappointing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were looking up to Far Cry 2. I wasn't. It just looked cool and I play it and I enjoy it.
Yeah, but, I mean, the things he cites as fault Far Cry 2 is you spend all your time fighting just to get to a place.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go through 1,000 checkpoints. No jetpack. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what he's on about here.
Probably Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he's looking forward to Halo STD. I assume he means OSDT or whatever. OSDT or...
The new...
OSTD.
The new...
What is it? Let's have a look. ODST. That's it.
ODST.
Halo ODST. ODST. Yeah, ODST. That's Mike that worked in that. He says he's now calling it Halo STD. And it's like... Durr. So what about you? What are you looking forward to this year? Other than the GIMS.
Well, I will say that the inner child of me is looking forward to Street Fighter 4.
Meh.
But I don't know if I'd buy it. I'm crap at Street Fighter. I loved it, but I don't survive anything. When it comes to beat-em-ups, I can kick ass with Tekken, but...
You're a bit of a noob, aren't you?
I was absolutely crap at Street Fighter. I just couldn't get I couldn't do the maneuvers properly. But I really enjoyed it. And so it's a part of me of, should I waste my money? Will I get bored of it? I've owned Street Fighter a couple of times and don't play on it a large amount of time. I was really good at Mortal Kombat, but since Mortal Kombat 3, I just kind of got bored of the...
I'll take you on.
I couldn't even bother with the new Mortal Kombat versus DC. That just kind of made me feel, why?
Oh, that actually looked quite good, actually. It's not like I'd actually buy it. But
yeah.
If it was £10, maybe, because let's face it, it doesn't take a lot of work to make one of these games.
Yeah.
Release it for £10. Then they'd actually sell some copies of it.
Yeah.
So what? 2008 for me, Spore sucked. Best game I would have to say is Crisis Warhead. Excluding Wrath of the Lich King, but that's
an expansion.
Yeah, I mean Crisis Warhead is an expansion, but it's semi standalone as well.
I must admit, the games
that... Command & Conquer 3, oh god, terrible. Red Alert 3, even not just Command & Conquer.
Oh, we knew
Although
that.
Tiberian Wars was the crap as well.
The only thing I liked about Tiberian Wars was the fact you could pack everything up and move to a new location. But even then, when doing it was kind of impractical, and you would just die.
Like, I can do this, but what's the point?
Yeah.
It just means my stuff is going to be offline.
Once I uninstalled it, I can never bother to put it back on. I must admit, the only RTS I can ever be asked to put back on is...
Supreme Commander. So I suppose Supreme Commander Expansion Pack Forge Alliance came out this year. Well, 2008, didn't it? So that's up there on the list of good games. What I'm looking forward to is StarCraft 2.
Yeah, and...
This year.
I'm looking forward to Diablo 3.
I'm also looking forward to... Doom 4, and...
There's a Doom 4.
Aye, and the Elder Scrolls 5, although I doubt we'll see either of those this year.
They have... Has it been officially announced that there's going to be an Elder Scrolls 5?
It's on my website. I assume it's officially announced if somebody posted it on there.
Which would be cool. I'm all up for it. I part of me still keeps my eye out for Oblivion to go back and have a go back through it all again.
Yep. Paul Orton, I assume that's how you pronounce it, at Bethesda Softworks, has announced at length that they're penciling, this is Wester's post, that's why it doesn't read properly.
Yeah.
2010 release date, 2010, for the next game in the Elder Scrolls series, The Elder Scrolls V. Here's what he had to say in the matter. I think he means on the matter. At the moment, we've got Fallout 3 for this year, and potentially there's a new Elder Scrolls title in 2010. At the moment, we're not that interested in the Wii. We're going to stick with PS3, 360, PC. We're continuing to pursue 3 or 4 titles a year and go for big titles. So, yeah, maybe. Because obviously, Fallout's been quite successful for him.
Hmm.
And the other scrolls will also be quite successful, assuming they continue to maintain their graphic supremacy and not dumb it down any more than what Oblivion was dumbed down. Because, I mean, you know, I didn't like that Oblivion was dumbed down, but you could still put up with it.
Yeah.
Other than that, what else am I looking forward to?
I would say normally
a new version of Spider Solitaire for Windows, maybe with Windows 7.
Normally, I would say I am looking forward to something because something's been taking a long time to come about.
Halo ODST, I'll probably get that.
Yeah, but normally it's because there's something that's taking a long time to produce. But at the moment, most of the long time ones that have been announced have come to fruition. Like this time last year, we said it. I probably would have saying, "Ooh, I'm quite getting excited for Metal Gear Solid 4. Please hope it comes out on the Xbox." I remember being a little bit like that this time.
Give
last
it
year.
Time.
But there's nothing majorly out at the moment. Oh no, yes, there is one game that I am definitely going to be getting, even if I can't afford it, and that's out in February. I will be getting Skate 2.
God.
Yeah, I will be getting Skate
Adam.
2.
Adam!
I forgot about this. Yeah.
Right, so Adam's game of 2009 is Skate 2, a sequel to a stupid skateboarding game.
Best skateboarding game ever.
Oh, God.
Kicks Tony Hawk's his ass.
Dude, don't mess with Tony Hawk's. He's the man.
But
didn't you ever hear what Homer Simpson had to say about him?
No.
He said something about him. I forgot.
Oh, there you go. We need the quote of the day. Someone tell us what Homer said about Tony Hawk's.
Yeah, Homer was like skateboarding with Tony Hawk's for some reason. I don't know why.
Not seen that episode. But, gaming's been good. I must admit, I've had to sacrifice a lot of good games to get hold of some other good games. Oh, disappointment for me. Yep, thinking about it. Disappointment. Star Wars Unleashed. I was very disappointed with that.
Unleashed?
Yeah.
Forced Unleashed.
Yeah, Forced Unleashed.
Yeah, well, I told you that was going to suck. I told you the whole thing was a gimmick.
I know, but I had...
I told you.
I know, but I had to
I'm always right.
I played the demo. The demo was great. And the first level is good. And then after that, I got bored of the fact that I couldn't shoot stormtroopers anymore.
Okay, this is fun, but you know what? My force muscles are really getting tired. Can I just shoot things, please?
No. As far as I'm concerned, it's nothing compared to...
that game on the Master System.
Dark Forces
that was the best
Jedi
Star Wars game ever. The one on the Master System. Did you ever play that?
I loved playing the one that I had on my Commodore. I had...
probably a similar one.
New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, all on my Commodore C64. It's great. They were just coloured lines. With black behind it.
No, mine was a bit more sophisticated than that.
On tape.
Yeah, mine was more sophisticated than that. I had a cartridge. It loaded 100 times faster than your tape.
Of course it did. I used to be able to start loading, go do something else, and then come back after dinner and it just finished.
Well, my Spectrum would fail half the time and just, like, not work. The game would load and there'd be something wrong with it. Like, the menu wouldn't work. Or the graphics would be scrambled. And I was like, you know what? Let's redo that.
But, I think I've got to wait a while for some more flavours to come out before I get excited of what's out for the rest.
I'll probably check out Crayon Physics Deluxe simply because it is a cool game to have on my tablet PC.
But yeah, new game that I found out about that will be coming out, but not sure if it's coming out this year, but still unsure about it, is Ubisoft's I Am Alive.
I'm Alive, Rose.
New survival game.
Alive Wars.
But obviously there's no zombies, no dead things, no guns, no nothing. It is a pure survival game in a disaster. So it is moving into the fact of bringing the disaster genre.
What are you talking about? I Am Alive?
Yeah, I Am Alive. It's
I Am Alive.
More going on the disaster genre from movies and bringing it to the game and industry. It did have an announcement at E3, but because of the way E3 kind of fell over, it just got kind of shadowed out and not many people took notice of it. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with it. Obviously, Ubisoft has gone quiet on the Assassin's Creed. I think with the way that it did fall over eventually, that there may not be any more coming out, but we will have to wait and see. They're keeping it pretty much under the hat.
They could do another one. They must have made money with that game.
Yeah. And to be honest, not every single one of the Splinter Cells were great, but they still kept bringing them out, and some of them were worse, some of them were better. We still have to wait for the new Splinter Cell, which should be coming out this year. I'm unsure. The whole hiding in crowds, it could be a gimmick, it could work. I know that the Splinter Cell games are made by different teams each time to save on time constraints. So some of them that aren't that great and you prefer the other ones is because they're made by different teams. So I think the top of class team that makes the better ones, you know, instead of the rush ones in between, is probably making this next one, because the one before that's just come out was not that great. I didn't like it. But yeah, this one may be better. I have to see what comes from Ubisoft. They're still doing some good work.
Silent Hunter 5! Make a Silent Hunter 5.
Yeah, for Paul. Just make Silent Hunter 5 for Paul.
I've got Silent Hunter 3 running again. Yeah. I have successfully hacked the game, so that I've got the Type 21 in 1939. And it seems to be working fine, because before I did it, after a couple of missions, my missions would tell me to patrol on a grid square which was in the land. And so it's like the game had bugged out for some reason. I've got it hacked now. It seems to be working alright. I got my Type 21. You know, this is the epic, you know, this is the final German submarine they launched, which was like super epic. It's like an epic submarine. It's like a modern submarine, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a stupid deck gun. It actually goes fast underwater, so you can actually go underwater instead of just going underwater when you're doing an attack. So that's good. So, yeah. I'm on the middle of my patrol at the moment. I've done my little patrol. I was on my way back to base, but I thought I'd go via Scapa Flow to take out a couple of destroyers. I think I saved it when I was in a bit of trouble, so I need to sneak my way out, because obviously Scapa Flow is only about 20 metres deep, so I've got nowhere to hide. But the submarine's really quiet, so hopefully they can't hear me with that old technology compared to my U-boat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Silent Hunter 4 wasn't as good.
So yeah, game...
Silent Hunter 5, have an Atlantic. I want my German U-boats, not these American or Japanese submarines. No offence, they're not cool.
I've been getting into playing Little Big Planet again. I want to buy some more content for it, but I can't afford it.
Oh yeah, money making, isn't it? You don't see them...
Some of it's free. A lot of it's free. I've got quite a lot of costumes and stuff. Content.
Yeah, the stuff free. They cut out from the game a moment before it's finished. Oh, we'll cut this out so we make it free in a couple of months.
At the moment, the stuff you have to pay for is stuff that the licenses are owned by the companies. So it's costumes that are based off other video games. They brought out Street Fighter.
Have they got Master Chief costume?
No.
Why not? Dude, they need a Master Chief costume.
They've also got Street Fighter costumes, and they've just brought out Metal Gear Solid 4 costumes.
It's
quite cool. Metal Gear. But yeah.
Right, so that's it for this week. We want to do a shout out to Catherine and Dan for actually sending in some suggestions for our 2008-2009 game stuff. I want to make a special note to Shoesmith, who didn't bother. Thanks a lot, Shoesmith. You're a shoe. Do you know that? Okay, right. You can send us your feedback by leaving it on the blog at gamercast.net. You can also subscribe. There's links on there to subscribe on iTunes or Zune, assuming it's working today, or some other thing. Or you can just send us a letter by emailing us at feedback@gamercast.net.
Sweet.
But just, like, do a comment on the blog, because then people can see it and stuff. But hey.
Well, hey, indeed.
I have no idea what we're going to do next week now. Oh! If Windows 7 gets released, I can go hardcore on Windows 7. And how Spider Solitaire is much improved with no new features.
I got a load of new apps on my iPhone I can talk about.
Oh, great. What have you got? Just a quick rundown. 5, 4, 3,
I got Tetris.
2, 1.
And I got 0. 3 apps for World of Warcraft.
Okay, cool. What, like armory stuff or
something? Yeah, like an armory link, talents link, and items where you can be found and who you got to kill to get them.
Or you just go to the website and do all that.
Well, yeah, website, you can access it, but it's just nice to have straight app to it. Which is cool.
We back Sunday?
We'll be back Sunday.
Good, Adam is available.
We are available.
So we'll be back for episode 143 next week.
Yeah.
Ja, ich bin ein Deutschländer.
Schneebi. Baladelage.